I have placed a welcome mat before each one of your feet this night. I am welcoming you into my kingdom authority. I am welcoming you to come up hither with me. I am redesigning your lives. I am calling you to do things that you have not heard of before. And as I call you, I will equip you, and I will not leave you nor forsake you. This sounds trite to you because you've heard it so many times. But I am saying, in the things that I am now going to call you to do, you will need to understand that I am with you in the flood and in the fire, and that I will hold your hand and I will lead you every step of the way. Much danger lies before my children. But as you cry out to me and as you hold on to my hand, my angelic host will come and rescue you from the furnace of affliction. Great news is going to be spread abroad real soon about my glory dropping in all of its magnitude. I want you to be listening very intently to my voice, for I will speak to you and I will give you direction in every area of your lives. Think it not a strange thing where I have called you to, for I am placing my people in new places, in new surroundings, to use them for my honor and for my glory. The rising of the sun has come and set upon my people, and my people shall be exalted in due time as they go forth to accomplish all that I've called them to do. You will find yourself traveling to the far corners of this earth to proclaim liberty to those who are yet bound. I have orphanages, as some would call them, little people who are praising me and worshiping me, hidden in corners, but I'm going to send my angelic host to protect them and bring them forth, for they know what it is to be bound, and they know what it is to be free, and they have my word hidden in their hearts, and I want them to bring it forth. I am the Almighty God. I formed you in your mother's womb, and I brought you forth and breathed my life into your nostrils. You are my living vessels of honor that I now plan to use in this end time dispensation. A great explosion is going to occur all across this land. Listen intently for it, for it is surely going to happen. And in this great explosion, great signs, wonders, and miracles will be occurring. And I want to use you as a vessel of honor that I can work through, performing these great signs, wonders, and miracles. Thank you for stepping up to the plate. Thank you for doing what I've called you for to do, even when you did not understand what I was asking you to do. You are the forerunners. I have many forerunners, and I am bringing each and every one of you forward at this given time to usher in the second coming of my son, Jesus. You will have great honor that is due you. You will enjoy working for me. You will dance and you will rejoice, even in the midst of the storms of life. For you will have learned who I am, who you are, and what we are doing together. This is a dispensation of time. that all of heaven has been waiting for. And it is rejoicing time. For I have truly stepped into your arena, and I am working on your behalf, and I am removing every obstacle that the enemy has placed before you. You will have travel mercies. My angelic host will travel with you, and they will keep you safe from all harm. You need not bow your knee to the enemy. He is already defeated in your lives. You just need to stand tall and firm and come forth and allow me to use you as a vessel of honor. Welcome home. I waited a long time for this day. Welcome home.